This is Pacifica Foundation's Affiliates Task Force meeting on July the 28th, 2011. And I want to welcome everyone to the meeting. And we are going to begin with a roll call of Task Force members.
All right. Jack Kurzweil? Okay. No response. Chandra Hoffman? No response. Cynthia Johnson of KPFA? No response. Kim Kaufman, KPFK? I don't hear a response. Sequoia Mercier? No response. Teresa Allen is present. Jessica Apollinar? No response. Jim Boyd is excused. He has he might try to call in, but he told me he had a finance meeting tonight. Jim Krafka? No response. Luke Jones of KPFT? Luke Jones, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. And listen, if you want to mute, it's #1. And then to come back on, you would #1, and it'll make you audible. Nia Biriaco of WBAI?
Present.
Thank you, Nia. John Brinkley of WBAI?
Present.
Thank you. Elizabeth Brown? No response. Mitch Cohen? No response. Kathy Davis, WBAI? I don't hear a response. Campbell Johnson of WPFW?
Present.
Heather Gray of WFRG affiliate?
Present.
Okay. Ethia Wangaza of WMXPLP?
Present.
Thank you. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Thank you. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Okay. Is there anyone that is a member of the task force that I didn't call your name? Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I think we're going to have to get in touch. Pardon me?
Point of information. Did you call Athea?
Yes,
she is here. Yes, she was called. She's here.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda, well, I think we've already basically done this. When we did the roll call, we had an introduction, really, of the task force members and their affiliation. So if it's all right with everyone, I'd like to move to the approval of the agenda. We have added something to the agenda. After the approval of the agenda, we decided we put in something to have a discussion about the change of the meeting time for the Affiliates Task Force. And then we have the approval of the minutes. But now, do we have the minutes, Teresa? Were you able to finish them?
No, I'm sorry. I'm almost finished with them, but we didn't pass any resolutions or anything to my knowledge. So I'm very sorry about the minutes.
Okay.
They will go out tonight, though.
Okay. So we have a report from the affiliates director, Ursula, and then something from the PNB board directors. And then we'd like to go into, sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. And then having a strategy session, or perhaps we'll call it an executive session. Old business, which is about the survey that we've talked about doing, implementing. And then new business, finding an intern or assistant for Ursula, and then to adjourn. Are there any additions?
I have a question. This is Athea. My question is, why would a discussion about a survey be in a closed session?
It's not a discussion about a survey. It's a fundraising discussion. We do have something about the survey there, but it was the fundraising discussion.
So does that mean that the discussion about the survey is an open session?
We could make it into open session, I think, could we? I think we could.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We could change it. We could have the discussion about fundraising and then go into the survey. That could be open, I think. I don't think there's any problem with that.
I think that it would be appropriate. I would also urge that the language with regard to the hiring of an intern be that it be referred to at least in the official documents as the hiring of an intern for the program, since we are supposed to be operating as an institution.
Well, can we wait until we get to that discussion?
Well, my understanding is we're talking about approving the agenda at this point.
Right, right, right.
And the language of the agenda, I think, is... We're not,
so
I mean, it should say that it's report on hiring an intern for the affiliates program. We don't have personal employees in this organization, as best I know.
So you're saying the wording should be report on hiring an intern for the affiliates program?
That's correct.
Rather than finding an intern assistant, I see what you mean. Is that okay with everyone?
Sure.
That's fine with me as well.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I have a question. I'm taking the draft agenda from an email that you sent at 9:06 a.m.
Right.
And the items on that agenda, first of all, it said call to order. Number two was introduction of task force members. So you're saying we should get rid of two? Then item three would be approval of agenda. Item four would be approval of minutes, and we can remove that. Then report from affiliates director, report from the directors. Then I don't see anything specifically mentioned. And then it says affiliate discussion about additional income or fundraising. I don't see anything about an assistant or
I added something and I can't remember when I did. I sent it out again, and I apologize if it was not on the one that I sent to you, although I did send it out to everyone again.
Okay.
So it should be there somewhere.
I need to find a more recent agenda then.
Yeah, my apologies for that. Yeah.
No problem.
All right.
Then I'll just clarify. Thank you.
All right. So any other changes to the agenda, everyone? We okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
No objections? All right. So the next item was to talk about the change of meeting time. So Campbell and Mia, both of you actually brought this up. Do you want to just discuss this or bring this up and be able to go with it?
Okay. It's a very brief thing that I think we can dispense with quickly for several reasons. I imagine that there are easily three. The meeting should be scheduled for 8:30 in the evenings. And the first one is that every other P&B meeting is scheduled for 8:30, and some folks may, you know, forget that this one would be 8 o'clock. Secondly, that there's probably some logic to the 8:30 time on the East Coast because it provides 5:30 on the West Coast, and people will have an opportunity to get from their jobs to some place where they could, maybe inclined to spend a little bit of time for the meeting. And, those are the primary two, I guess. So I would urge that we accept the time change without objection.
Point of information, is this still a two-hour meeting? So you're asking people on the East Coast to be in a meeting till 10:30?
Well, I don't. Have we used up the full 2 hours in the past? It just flows so smoothly that I lose track of time.
Well, for you, for all of you who have been in far more task force meetings than I have been. I'm sure that we could use up 2 hours easily, but perhaps is it usually 2 hours, everyone?
Yes, it has.
It usually is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So So I don't know. I mean,
so
does anyone want to respond?
I'm okay with it going, you know, for the extra half hour. Yeah, no, that's not a problem for me. I don't think it would be a problem for any. Well, I don't know anybody else in D.C. who's on our group, but Nia can speak for herself and New York people.
Nia, did you want to make some comment about it?
I'll be brief. I think Kendall has said what I have to say, but it's not about an individual. It's about the entire foundation nationally, and there are members on the West Coast who aren't on the call because folks are at work. And to be consistent and considerate, I think we should start at 8:30 so that we can accommodate all. If people want to leave early, that's okay, too. You know what I mean? But I think that we should at least start the meeting when everybody could be here.
I think we should actually call the questions, because unless there's any other comments.
I was going to say, without objection.
Yeah, so are there objections?
I have a question. Are
right.
we getting any complaints from the West Coast?
When we first started talking about this, Teresa, tonight, the feeling was that there is likely some confusion because all the other meetings apparently start at 8:30. So there's some feeling that we should probably be consistent so that people are not confused at the time of the meeting.
We've been doing
and then,
this
of course,
for 9 years. At 8 o'clock, I don't know.
Well, I know that I've missed it several times, you know, and
yes.
gotten in late because I
yes.
had thought it would be 8:30.
Did you call my name, Madam Chair? I guess you're the
yes,
chair,
Nia.
Right? I'm sorry, I've been missing.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Nia.
I didn't ask to speak, but you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did.
No,
so,
I didn't. I called
like
the
we
question.
Have one. Yeah, it sounds like we have one objection. Dina, you object to changing it, is that correct?
I object to 10:30, ending at 10:30. If we end at 10,
yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah, ending at 10, okay. So we could try to end at 10, I think. So are there any other objections? Could
well,
we change the
way,
time?
In a way, I object too. If
okay.
it's not broken, why do we fix it? There's, I'm not hearing any complaint from anyone on the East Coast, and it seems like
you just heard a complaint from Campbell.
I'm not. I mean the West Coast. Where I'm not hearing any complaints from anyone on the West Coast.
I'm complaining.
Okay. All right.
Not only just to be fair, if I might, it's I think the fact that. We don't have the, well, you know, we've had a verbal complaint, but I think that it also contributes to the lack of attendance.
Mm-hmm.
It's evidenced by the lack of attendance.
Mm.
Well, do people join late?
Yeah.
Well, Chandra just came on. Chandra just came on, right, Chandra? And she's
okay.
from the West Coast.
Hi,
I called
Chandra.
A question, Madam Chair.
So we have been asked to call the question, so we're
yes.
going to have a vote on this.
End debate. Okay.
So, so Teresa, would you call the roll? And a vote, a yes vote would be to change the time to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Well,
and no would be to not change it.
If it would help, I'll withdraw my objection.
So we've got another objection as well. The only other objection was, if Dina was saying if we try to stop the meetings at 10, so it's an hour and a half. Right, Dina?
I think 10 o'clock is fair for the East Coast.
Yeah. We could try to do that. So if there are no other objections then, we could let's change the meeting to 8:30. All right, everyone?
Terrific.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So my pleasure. So we're going to get the minutes later on, so we apologize to everyone. We don't have the minutes right now, but Teresa's going to get those to us. She's had a really busy schedule. So we're going to go on to a report from Ursula.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I'm going to make a very short report this time because we have a lot we want to talk about and want to try and be done at 10. And I talked a whole lot last week, so just a few updates. We have a new affiliate from Duluth, Minnesota, KUMD. And I think KUMD used to be an affiliate prior to the struggle, so I think they're one of the last stations left, not the last, but one of the last that had left Pacifica and has decided to return. And also KGLP in Gallup, New Mexico, has been affiliate in the recent years and then due to change in management kind of dropped out of the network, and they came back this past month.
That's KU, M as in Maria, D as in David, in Duluth,
Minnesota. Teresa, I'll send out a report so you can get all this information from that.
Okay.
It's KUMD in Duluth and KGLP in Gallup. These are both public radio stations. Not sure about KGLP, but I think it is, yeah. Okay. I'm working on the contracts for next year, going through them. Every summer they have to be renewed. So I'm starting that process. It's a backbreaking process. It's incredibly labor-intensive, so I'm going to be very tired for the next 2 months. But the process is starting. It's difficult this year. There's some significant stations that are actually considering pulling out of the network and problematic, and but I don't want to discuss it in public. But let's just say it's going to, well, you know, by the end of August or beginning of September, I'll have a good sense of where we stand, and I'll make a report in the next meeting about how that's going.
May I ask a question? Or you want me to wait until the end?
No, why don't you go ahead? I don't have very much to say.
Is there anything that we can do
I don't think so.
These
I don't
people
think
that
so.
Want to leave the network?
Not in the short run, no. Long run, yes, there are some things we can do. But right now, no. This is what it is. So. You know, we're doing what we can to manage things properly. I have been participating in weekly meetings of the program directors to help plan 9/11 national coverage for September 11th, since that's going to be the 10th anniversary, and it sounds like there's going to be some really wonderful programming on that day nationally simultaneous. So I'm involved with planning of that, and we'll be doing the publicity for it. Verna Avery Brown is the producer, and I think this year we're actually going to get publicity out a month in advance, which is really great, so that people can plan for this momentous day.
Ursula, I just wanted to mention, I think I was asking Arlene about this. I think that Verna is also going to send out press releases around the country about this, I think, is my understanding. So I'd like to find out more about that at some point, but I think that's really good.
Yeah, that's just what I said. I'm working on that part of it with Verna.
Yeah,
Can I ask a question, or you want me to wait?
Sure. No, go ahead.
Is Verna back on staff?
No, she's just being she's just coming on as the producer for this event.
Oh, okay.
Or for this coverage.
Thank you. For clarifying.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that unclarity. I am, as you know, I'm still meeting with the Radio for People Coalition, and there's some concern about the stations that are falling through the cracks, and so I've created a survey that is going out to the 100 and some stations that are not on the air yet, and I'm getting help from an organization in Seattle called Brown Paper Tickets. They're helping me with the survey, and hopefully before the end of next month, we will have the results of that survey just to find out what exactly is going on with all the stations that are being built. And I'm also inviting them to the weekly conference call meetings that we have to support people building stations that occur once a week. It's kind of like a drop-in support meeting. And we're building a resource archive so that people can share all the materials they're generating as they build, so that everybody doesn't have to keep reinventing the wheel. So things like brochures and, you know, PR statements and budgets and you name it, people can share it with each other just to make the process easier. Also, there's one actually for those of you who are FCC geeks. This is actually a very exciting development. The John Krigler has told us. John Krigler is our lawyer in Washington, D.C., and he also works with the Radio for People Coalition because he's right by the FCC, so he can go and talk to them a lot. And he's told us that the FCC seems to have gotten some sort of directive from the White House and is actually seriously entertaining the idea of allowing extensions to stations that don't get on air on time. Due to the fact that PTFP has been canceled and the economy's bad and the FCC's kind of acknowledging that a lot has been gone into this, and if the stations can demonstrate that they've been, you know, working on this, that there might be up to a year extension possible. So it has
Wonderful.
Not been announced. Yeah, has not been announced yet, but it's really good news for a lot of people, including the group here in Ames that is really struggling to raise $100,000 during an election year, which is really hard. And speaking of the Ames project where I'm working right now, we had a two-page article in the local paper with photographs, and I didn't really do this on purpose, but somehow the reporter misunderstood in a way what I was saying and wrote a long article about how Pacifica is building a station in Ames, Iowa. So Pacifica got a whole lot of credit for for building the station, so it's good press for Pacifica. Not exactly accurate, but it's good press.
Ursula,
so, yeah?
I think that for some folks, they may take exception to that, and it may be a good idea to, you know, send the folks a correction or something. They may never use it or anything, but, you know, at least the effort was there. And
okay.
We aren't, you know,
well, they're not saying that it's a Pacifica station. They're just saying that Pacifica has sent me here to help. But I can send that correction.
Anyway. Well, whatever you feel would be the better, you know,
okay.
Action.
And I think I'm going to stop there because I am going to be meeting with other staff around the country to discuss internet strategies for the whole network. Because we've been working here at Pacifica National on that, and I do think it's important that the national strategy be part of a significant part of the dialogue as Pacifica begins to look at its internet strategy. And so I spoke with Arlene about that today, and she's planning a meeting with various aspects of the network in the near future. So nothing to report on that, but just to let you know that it's going to happen, and that's it. I'll stop there.
All right. Thanks, Ursula. I think someone else came on, I think. Somebody else came on?
This is Kim. I didn't want to interrupt. So hello, everyone.
Welcome, Elizabeth. The next item is report from affiliate CNB board director.
Yes.
Sorry?
Well, I had a question that I wanted to ask Ursula.
Okay.
Ursula began to itemize a number of activities, but didn't complete them. So some of which sound like activities that other organizations historically do and do quite well. And so my question is what efforts are being made to avoid redundancy, and two, what efforts are being made to make affiliates aware of the Pacifica-produced programming, which is the reason that we become involved with Pacifica. And thirdly, to affirm the point that Campbell made with regard to correcting the erroneous report that Pacifica is now in the business of building radio stations, Ames, Iowa, or anyplace else.
That's a lot of questions. Where would you like me to start?
You start with the last one first.
I'm happy to do it. I have no problem sending a correction. I mean, I'm not sure. That's fine. I mean, I think we're kind of I'm happy to do that.
So that'll be done then. So what's the next question then?
The other two questions went to one is the second question went to a promotion of Pacifica content, making its existence, making affiliates aware of its existence and availability in a usable way. And
are you referring to some content in particular? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I'm talking about just a range of programs that the stations produce. The Pacifica stations produce specifically, but even more with an eye toward making that same information available as produced by affiliates. And before I forget it, the first question went to avoiding Pacifica expending its limited resources in doing engaged in activities that other organizations historically do and do well, and thus allowing more time and resources for focusing on Pacifica's real or actual activity, which is content production. For instance, one, I frequently review the program grids for various for the sister station.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Is anybody hearing the phone?
Yeah, okay, we're back.
Did you, I don't know where to start if you didn't hear what I said.
Well, okay, let me see if I can answer some of that. First of all, as to promoting Pacifica programming, there's a lot of that going on. Basically the main way I do that is through managing the listserv Pacifica Announce, and most people actually complain that they hear too much about what's available. They don't want that much information, but as you know, the Pacifica Announce, for those of you who don't know, the Pacifica Announce is a listserv that all of the affiliates are on, at least the staff on the affiliates that have to do with production, and anybody else that wants to know about programming and anything that is available nationally. Not everything, but a lot of the programming is available nationally, is promoted by the producers themselves on that listserv. I mean, there are so many people offering programs nationally now that it would be completely impossible for me to promote all of that. But when Pacifica does a special and offers something, whether it's from Pacifica National or from a Pacifica station, it's my responsibility to let people know. And that's what I was referring to as to the 9/11 coverage. And as anybody on staff can tell you, that's the drum I beat every time we have a staff meeting and there's any sort of discussion about, a national, some sort of program being available to affiliates. I start, saying, when will I have the information? I want to get the release out in due time. And that's kind of the drum I beat. So that is what I do to get the information out, and that's where people in the network expect to get that information. As per anybody who is beginning to syndicate a show through Pacifica and wants assistance with that, I spend a great deal of time with them doing that, and I produce weekly a show called Sprouts, which anybody who's new to syndication, I offer a spot on Sprouts so they can get their voice out automatically, because Sprouts already has a reserved space on many people's schedules. So it's a good way for people to become aware of that, and you know, I'll coach with people today anyway. Anytime somebody notifies me and says they want help getting more information out about their show, I'll work with them and try and figure out what to do to make.
I want to jump in. This is Heather. I just want to jump in for a moment and say I think that Sprouts is just an incredible model, Ursula. It's just really wonderful work. I think it's great. Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
And then the answer to the second question about duplication of services, when you asked how do we avoid that, I mean, the way that happens is with the Radio for People Coalition, we do speak to each other once a month and kind of divide up the efforts and, you know, each organization. That Radio for People is a coalition of the various organizations in the United States who concern themselves with community radio. And we are all in contact with each other through this this weekly conference call and also in between, you know, through a listserv and phone calls. And through this activity, we kind of divide up what everybody can do. And this is part of my job. I mean, part of my job is to, job description is to represent the organization at the national table in terms of outreach. And so... By doing this work, I keep Pacifica's. I help, not I don't do it alone, but I'm one of the elements that helps keep Pacifica's name at the table as a leading media organization. There's also another reason why this is very important. My job description is also to do outreach and to bring in new affiliates, and currently I have no budget for that whatsoever, other than going to conferences. So the way I do outreach is by doing radio with other people, and the work that Pacifica has done in Radio for People has been the major reason why we have a continuing influx of affiliates, especially now that the stations are being built, because we are seen as a player in this process, and that is what brings in a lot of our affiliates right now. So it is one of the most effective outreach tools and advertising and marketing tools that that I have right now, and that is within my job description.
The other question?
Yes. I'm not clear about what specifically it is that you're saying that you're doing on behalf of Pacifica in the Radio for People Coalition.
I'm collaborating with other staff people of other organizations, other media democracy organizations like NFCB and Prometheus and lots of other groups who concern themselves. I collaborate with them and keep Pacifica in the mix. There's a network of people who throughout the country.
I'm asking specific tasks, Ursula.
Specific tasks. Well, it varies. I mean, as I think you saw in the email I wrote this past month, specifically, I stumbled across some necessary information about helping White Earth get on the air. Which, by the way, they are going to make it on the air. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, wonderful.
Great news. Yeah, they are going to make it. And
Say that again.
The White Earth Station is going to get on the air in time.
Bravo.
I know.
Absolutely wonderful news. That's great.
So partly it's a process of being eyes and ears and being in communication with people to find out where the problems are. And in this case, right now, I mean, it changes all the time. I initiated a weekly conference call where people help each other. I don't participate that much anymore because I don't have time, but showing up once in a while keeps Pacifica's name in it, and also people, like to have Pacifica there once in a while because there's a sense that we are still the leaders there. And then specifically right now, what I've agreed to do is to send out a survey to the remaining stations that are not on the air yet, and I'm doing that in collaboration with a group in Seattle called Brown Paper Tickets, and a gentleman in Seattle named Tom Voorhees, who is a an engineer, and we're sending out the survey, and then with their help, we'll get a reading on what's going on in the country. And also, I'm inviting people to this conference call once a week, which is really a self-help group. And then I've asked another gentleman named Al Davis, who some of you may know, to set up a wiki so that everybody can collectively post resource information. I'm not saying I'm doing this. I'm saying I'm setting up the infrastructure so that people can collaborate with each other to help each other, which is really the hallmark of Pacifica. That is why people want to join our network. It's why they appreciate Pacifica in this arena, because we are the organization that creates infrastructure that allows grassroots groups to collaborate with each other and network and help each other. That is what we are best at, and that is why people want to join our network. We could not have stronger marketing. So
I want to add to that as well. I think that I know I've mentioned this at a number of meetings before, but one of the things that's so valuable about the work of the affiliates, actually, and the work that Ursula's been doing, is that Pacifica, through all of its work, through its own stations, and then the work that it's done in assisting other stations, is it has access to tremendous resources that I know that other stations simply would not know about. And I can attest for that for what's happened in the South, for what Ursula's done. So it's just such important work, I think. So
thank you, Heather. I kind of learned pretty early on, in the absence of a large budget for advertising and conventional marketing, because of the nature of who we are as a community, as a national community, that probably the best marketing I can do is just simply to do radio with people, because that's what people want to do with Pacifica. And so by participating in the whole national effort of community radio, that's the best marketing we can do, and it is within the description of my job. So it's a fortunate thing.
So I'd like to, if we've answered those questions, I'd like to move on to the next item, if that's possible, which is basically a report from the Pacifica affiliate director. So I wanted to know if there's something you'd like to report on from the board to the task force.
As an affiliate, a small affiliate, and still developing small affiliate. And as a director representing affiliates with a particular emphasis on developing and low-power affiliates, to see a lot more of the range of options that are Pacifica-based. As I was about to say, one of the things that I do is to review the program grids of the sister stations and of affiliate stations that come to my attention, to try and find what the programming options are, and programs that specifically tend to meet the needs of my community, which results in rebroadcasting programs from various stations, PFW and the LA station in particular, tend to have programming that is responsive to the needs of African American communities, and I think that it would be useful if there were a structured way of being able to discover the existence, become aware of that existence, if the program provided information beyond simply having to weed through the list on AudioFort, which really doesn't provide the kind of basic information that allows for the kind of decision making that to which I'm referring. And that, excuse me, might be an other structure, infrastructure, to use your term, Ursula, that would promote Pacifica and Pacifica affiliate content and make it more easily accessible to affiliates as well as to sister stations.
Do you want me to respond to that or not? I don't want to.
Well, I just want to ask Afia, you know, you're sort of talking about categorizing some of the shows, right? So that we have a better feel for the content. I mean, just sort of, is that what you're talking about in some ways?
Yeah, that there could be like an electronic directory they can be self-subscribing. But there needs to be something that helps to get to presents the existence of the programs and access to the programs in or a vehicle for exchange, so that the concept of exchange and development within the network, the broader network, has an opportunity to have meaning.
I was wondering. I think that's a really important discussion. I was wondering if we could explore, I mean, coming up with some sort of proposal along that line and present that to the affiliate.
Well, I want to be very frank about this. I agree with you, Afia, and in fact, if you go to PacificaNetwork.org, you'll see there was our first attempt of a directory. I agree completely, but I want to be very frank. This is exactly the type of services that Doug was working on. Doug was my former staff assistant, that's the wrong word. He was basically the staff working with the affiliates program. And these are exactly the kind of services that are not possible right now because we just don't have the ability to do it. If there is, you know, there is just a limit right now to what this program can do because it has been cut down to the bone. So these were exactly the kind of projects we were working on that had to be cut because of lack of funding.
Yeah.
This is Nia, Heather. May I get on the stack because it's stuck?
Please go ahead, yes.
Pardon my ignorance. I'm not an affiliate director, but I'm a director of the affiliate staff force. I just need to understand what is a typical day in the life of an affiliate. Do they get programs from the archives? I don't understand how it works because our archives are so vast, so important. How could we be searching for content?
I think I can
answer that as an affiliate. I take a programming from a broad range. Well, first of all stations have some idea of what they want to look like or sound like. So we do From the Vault, which is a program that the archives produces. So we use that on an ongoing basis. When there are issues that come up that we can look at the list from the archives to see what is available, if it's somebody's birthday or some particular historical event, to see if there is a voice from the day, so to speak, then the archives becomes a reference. But on an ongoing day-to-day basis, it would be, for instance, our station on Saturdays simulcast KPFK's Saturday midday to early evening programming, because it is so responsive to the interests of the Black community. It's Tavis Smiley and Cornell West. It's Earl Ofari Hutchinson and Pedro Baez. Then there's a world or African world music show. PFW on Mondays has phenomenal public affairs that, while they tend to be global in nature, have an Afrocentric view. It has a health program that follows it that we can use, because it focuses on health issues that are predominant in the Black community. And so we can download those shows and play them at various points in time, and even to repeat them. And it's happenstance that I've become aware of those programs. There's a Black women's program that is done on KPFK. I think I'm getting it. The Los Angeles station is K. Is that correct?
Yes.
So
That is correct. I'm on mute. I'm familiar with all these programs, Sophia. You're talking about Liberated Sisters on Saturday, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then BAI does a number of programs, but one that we look forward to in particular every year is the International Women's Day program, which just does a phenomenal day-long event. And then we can supplement those programs with local programming. So if I as a small new station could look at the Pacifica grid, and that's not a matter of requirement of having somebody to sit down and put them all in. I mean, as I said, it's a question of infrastructure, and maybe that's something that John Armello or somebody else from the tech staff creates a skeleton that they fit into. But it's not a question of scheduling in that regard. It's more knowing that they exist, when they exist and in what category they exist. I mean, I don't need to know about all of the public interest shows, although we don't limit everything to Afrocentric programming, but that is our core audience and our core commitment. So if it were a framework or some kind of device similar, I think similar to AudioPort, where programmers could just put in there, could add to it when a new program comes online, and people could look at it. They could search for a specific category. Do they a Spanish language programming. That's the typical day. Of course, we do Democracy Now as well, and we do that two times within a 24-hour period. So typical small developing affiliate station. Automation. It has to be automated.
This is Heather. It's really an interesting discussion. I would like to be able to move on with the agenda, because we did want to talk about some fundraising issues this evening, but one of the things I was thinking about, and Nia's question about affiliates, I mean, I come from an affiliate station, and so we take, you know, a couple of the Pacifica programs. You know, we have like Democracy Now! And Free Speech News, but I think it's really interesting hearing Afia talking about taking these programs from the various affiliate stations. And Afia, I think that somebody in somewhere around the country should also interview you about your station and what you're doing as far as taking those shows. And I think it'd be great to write up something about that, too, and get that around the country, that the folks in South Carolina are getting these great shows. I think that's a press piece in itself, really. So I'd like to talk with you more about that at some point. We should do an interview with you in Atlanta about what you're doing in South Carolina, actually. But the reason I'm bringing this up as well is that I think, Ursa, sometime, and I know you're busy, and when I'm talking about these things, I'm really not talking about you taking it on. I'm thinking about other people doing it, or some, if it were possible. But it would, Afia is from a low-powered station, and there have been a lot of changes in low-powered opportunities here in the U.S. And it might be good for us to have a discussion about that as well, what's happening with it. Mm-hmm. But also to find out about other stations around the country like Afia's that are taking these shows. I think that's really important information.
Yeah.
So I'm just bringing that up for right now.
Can I add one more comment to this? And
I just want
to clarify for Nia's sake that I do think this is very interesting information. I do want to clarify that the majority of the affiliates do not stream or do not simulcast Pacifica programming. So it would be a little misleading to say that this is how it happens. So just to clarify, because Nia's question was originally, how do affiliates take Pacifica programming? And the majority of them either take programming from the satellite or the vast majority of them download programs from AudioPort, which is our internet distribution system, and, you know, put that in between their local programming or, you know, at various degrees of amount. But there are some stations that do simulcast Pacifica programs. It is a little bit unusual. Sometimes it leads to some problems that I end up having to sort out. Sometimes it doesn't. But most Pacifica producers who want to get their programs to affiliates go through the AudioPort and go through a process with me of adapting their programs so that they really are formatted for national distribution, and, you know, which requires a little bit of moving things around. You know, so the simulcasting does happen. I think BAI actually does that with a station in Western New York too. So it does occur, but it's not what you would call the majority of how these things happened. I just wanted Nia to be clear on that.
Who is that? Sorry? Is that John?
Yeah,
please, go ahead.
Just a quick question. In terms of the AudioPort, affiliates can download Pacifica programming. Can they also upload and they can share, so affiliates can share with one another by uploading a program onto the AudioPort.
Yes, and Pacifica stations also take shows from affiliates through AudioPort.
Okay.
It's a horizontal exchange. It's basically a sound exchange on all levels. And it's not only programs, it's also actualities. You know, if somebody taped something that's relevant, they post it and people can use it in their programming.
And it's relatively easy to find out who's doing what, so you know what to take?
Yes, everybody's identified. And, in fact, you also see who took your show.
That's interesting. I'd like to move forward with the agenda. I think this is a really important... Yeah, sorry. Who is that?
I was trying to get two questions in.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Based upon what Afia said about her station... I find that Pacifica Announce is very useful, and she obviously gets a lot of programming ideas by looking at other stations' grids. I'm constantly encouraging people to go to PacificaNetwork.org and look at the program schedules of our affiliates And I guess I should be encouraging people to look, you know, look at the program schedules of the five Pacifica stations, too. Afia, do you have a program director or a program council? Who decides on your programming?
We have a program coordinator who works with the other volunteers, programmers, to develop the overall program.
Uh-huh. Well, that person might want to sign up for Pacifica Announce just to see what's available. I don't. Maybe they already do. And do you have a website?
No, we don't. But it would be. It seems to me that it would be just as easy if there was something similar but more refined, like the schedule, the list for AudioForce. You know, so that somebody who's not familiar, as is the case with the hundreds of low-power FMers coming online, can say, okay, you know, we're a Spanish language station. What does Pacifica have in Spanish language? And be able to look at that and try stuff and listen to stuff and figure out what they want to use or and what they could contribute.
I'm going to ask a question here. I mean, I think this is an important discussion, and it would be good to devote, you know, a meeting to this, and what we could do to learn more. Well, we were talking about the survey also, to learn more about programs and what stations are taking and so forth, but to have more of a discussion about how we could help stations like AFIA. So without putting a lot of burden or putting any more burden on Ursula. But I really would like to move on with the agenda, so I'm going to ask if we could continue with this discussion at perhaps the next meeting and see where we go with that, if that's okay with everyone. I would like to go into the meeting of the fundraising. And actually, yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Campbell.
I'd get
on the stack earlier and got missed somehow. Some of the things that have been discussed over the past few minutes, I think, are things that may well be included in the development of an internship. And if we have a relationship based on relationships we may have with local institutions, say in New York in particular, or if we see a series of functions that would be located in some other area, that we might identify an institution there, and we could put together internships that would, you know, be of longer term perhaps, and could be of value insofar as helping us move some of these concerns forward, so that we could, you know, support Ursula better, and also be able to be of greater value with the, with our affiliates. I think that one of the things we may find as time goes on is that there are some opportunities where folks who've had experience in developing internships with higher education institutions can do so, and they can be mutually rewarding for the student participating as well as for the affiliates.
I think that's a really good idea, and we should discuss that further. I agree with that. It's good to have more of a discussion about it. But I'd like to move into this next item of the agenda.
Right.
And we decided that we would actually make this an executive session, so we will be stopping streaming for this discussion, and we will go back to streaming after it.
Can I ask why this is an executive session?
Is that Chandra?
No, it's Kim, sorry.
Kim, I'm sorry. Hi, Kim. Hi. We talked about this earlier, and we decided that we would be going into some particulars about fundraising that we thought was probably best not to be public at this point. So that was why.
Do we have that?
I'm sorry.
But
go ahead, Kim.
You first, then I wanted to make a comment on that.
Do we have a is there a separate number? Is that what you sent around a while ago?
No, we're just not going to stream this portion of the discussion.
Okay.
We're not getting off the phone. We're just not going to stream for a few minutes.
Okay.
Could we? Okay. I thought we had switched it around so that when we went off, we were off.
Is there anything that we need to cover in our general meeting so that we could, you know, finish up all of the other business and then go into the strategy session?
Well, one of the things we talked about was the survey. Ursula, do you want to talk about this? Or we could do that, actually.
Point of order. Weren't the two directors going to give any updates that they wanted to? Afia spoke, but Heather, you haven't spoken.
I thought that I would not worry about it because our time is just going so quickly here. I will mention one thing, however, from the last meeting that we held. I think, Chandra, you were talking about the manure. Were you the one talking about the manure? The rural station?
Talking about what?
Were you talking about somebody, one of...
It was Kim. It was me,
Kim,
who relayed that anecdote.
Yes, Kim, it was wonderful. And so after that, I was going into our fund drive here in Atlanta. And that Monday, after we had that discussion, I was doing my monthly interview with an urban farmer here in Atlanta, Rashid Nuri. I interview him once a month. And so for the premium, we offered compost, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And I took the cue from you. It worked really well. But as far as my report is concerned, I think I sent notices to you all. One of the things that we did is we did send a notice to the board of directors asking for comments for the survey, and we got a couple of comments back. One was from Carolyn, and I sent you, Carolyn Burden, I sent you that notice. I just sent it this evening. She was talking about elections. So please take a look at that. Elections for the affiliates or selecting affiliate directors. So please take a look at that and send comments to me, or we could talk about it in the next meeting. And then Lydia asked for information about the surveys that we've done in the past. But I didn't get it. We didn't get any other comments at this point. So I just wanted to share that with you all. Now if we're going to talk about anything else and then go into closed session, Ursula, did you want to say anything about the survey?
Well, I think it's
before we do that.
Yeah, it's probably premature. I don't want to waste time on that with a premature discussion. I just want to say that. You know, based on the conversation we just had, I think it would be a good question to include in the survey is whether the station simulcasts Pacifica station or any other station and or was interested in that. And
okay.
And possibly a question about, interest. Well, I think the directory goes without saying. I mean, I don't want to ask that because I want to do that too. But
yeah.
I think the simulcast question is an interesting question that we don't really know. I mean, I have a vague sense, but it is an interesting thing to find out how many stations actually do something like that.
Okay.
This is Nia. A point of information, a point of something. I know we talked about the survey, but this is not going to be sent out before coming back to the committee, is it? Because I do, just like I asked a question and stimulated that entire conversation, there's some other things in there that I think that we should talk about. So maybe our next meeting, we might want to dedicate maybe the whole meeting to that, along with approving the minutes or something like that. But this survey is not going to go out.
That sounds good, too. Yeah.
This is not going to go out before it's discussed at committee level in an open session, correct?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay.
No, so we absolutely will discuss it. No question. Yes.
Yes. Yes, I'm a bit concerned here in terms of going to executive session. Are we going to be talking about specific contracts, or personnel, or competitive issues that would warrant a this executive session, because I think that sometimes some of our groups, especially this thing that's calling itself a frat, gets overwhelmed with these notions of executive sessions, and I think that people can begin to see themselves as being some sort of a forgotten the exact star chamber, and I think that that would be a disservice to the certainly to the board and to the affiliates as well.
Campbell, I certainly can appreciate your comments, and I understand that. But I think, yes, we might actually be talking about some personnel, and we might be talking about some contractual arrangements as well. So I think it does merit an executive session, yeah. So anything else? And we did have, as a few of us saying, the report on hiring an intern for the affiliates program. We've talked about that a little bit this evening already. Would like to continue with that, and if any of the task force members have some ideas about that, would really appreciate your comments as well. But so that being said, I'd like for us to go into executive session, and we will end this public portion of the meeting.